Hey everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Let's Get Personal podcast, where we have conversations about, well, everything. From common problems we all face when dealing with our lives and minds, to what really goes on in the world right now. This is a podcast where we take a deeper look into the very things we all face each and every day. My name is Jordan Antle, the host of this podcast, and today we will be taking a look at the fear of self-doubt and how you can overcome it. However, considering this is the very first podcast I've ever done here for the Let's Get Personal series, I figured I would quickly explain. By the way, there will be no cuts of bloopers here, okay? Real talk. I'm going to explain to you the introduction to the series and what to expect with this podcast, which, by the way, is a lot. And also just about who I am and why I'm doing this. So guys, the Let's Get Personal podcast is essentially a podcast that I've been meaning to create for a couple of years now that's just all about getting personal with topics and things that a lot of people out there are either afraid to talk about or it's just not really brought up too often, you know, when it comes to self-awareness, when it comes to issues we all face, you know, when it comes to things that people don't think they can relate with to others, but truly we are all struggling in our own ways. And there are many, many conversations that will be taking place here on this podcast. I also have lots of plans down the road to actually get a lot of special guests, and who knows, maybe I could get some celebrities on here too. That is the plan, that's the goal. And just to explain a little bit about myself, my name is Jordan Antle, like I've told you before, but most people here actually know me by another name, my YouTube alias name. That's right, if you didn't know, I started off my internet career on YouTube, and you know, I started off with the YouTube alias name, The Fear Razor, and it was kind of like a cartoon character name. You know, I was really big into voice acting, and I just kind of grew it. It went from gaming to animations and stories, and you know, it's kind of just, YouTube's not been doing so swell, but with that being said, I really, really had this huge passion for voice acting, and I wanted to just take my own personal well-being and philosophies to help other people, because I personally really want to just take all of this information that I have, and I just want to bring it out to other people. I want to bring to you guys really incredible content, really incredible things where you can sit back, relax, listen to this podcast, and learn a thing or two that might actually help you live your better life. And with that all being said, this first episode here, I wanted to talk about the fear of self-doubt. Now, what is the fear of self-doubt? The fear of self-doubt is a lack of confidence in one's self and one's ability. Now, many of us go through this. In fact, I really believe there is no one out there that doesn't go through this. We all are our own biggest critics. And I wanted to talk a little bit about my own personal struggles with self-doubt as well. So, you know, I will say this just to back up a little bit. I actually managed to get over 1 million subscribers on YouTube, if you didn't know. I didn't really include that. I'm a little humble when it comes to the success I've had on YouTube. But the truth is, I had a huge goal. And that goal was to hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube, which I did. I actually overpassed that to 1.2 million. But along the way, there was a lot of self-doubt. There was actually a lot of self-doubt in that very name. I'm not going to tell the story, but there was actually a couple of times where I actually wanted to just delete my YouTube and all of my progress simply because I didn't like the name. I thought the Fear Razor as a name was cringy, and you know, I thought it was very awkward to bring up to people, and it was just not something I wanted to associate with, and it made me just feel really weird and, you know, but nonetheless, there were other things along the way as well, and maybe some of you guys can relate with this. Self-doubt when it comes to overcoming insecurities, like going to work or the gym. Perhaps you're, you know, lacking confidence in yourself. You know, I can say this right now. I had a lot of self-doubt when it came to weight loss and muscle gain. Believe it or not, I actually used to be overweight. I used to be 250 pounds, and I'm 6'2". So I was about 250, and I'm now about 180. So I've lost roughly 70 pounds in the past 2 years. And, you know, that road in itself was very hard to go through, especially with self-doubt. I had self-doubt with YouTube, like I said earlier, with my work. I had self-doubt with confidence, with speaking with girls. That's right. I had, oh man, the amount of things I could talk about when it came to my dating life. But I won't, I'll save that for another time. I also had self-doubt with this podcast. You know, I had a fear, I had the fear of creating this podcast and people not liking it, or nobody really just enjoying the fact that I'm doing this. You know, I've, we'll always have haters, and, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, that I just think that really kind of reflected onto me a lot, and I was just afraid. You know, at the end of the day, the fear of self-doubt is just being afraid. You don't have the confidence in yourself for whatever thing it is. But I think one of the most powerful things that we can do is push through those self-doubts. Because, truthfully, we will always have self-doubt. Always. It is human nature to lack confidence in some areas of our lives. We cannot always be this confident being that will always overcome every situation, every struggle, every scenario. And with that all being said, I do have a couple of things I wanted to bring up here in this podcast to, of course, help any of you guys out there that are struggling with how to overcome self-doubt. And perhaps it's not really a problem in your life right now. And that's okay. But I really sincerely think that even just having these tips how to overcome self-doubt can be useful to store in your pocket for later, because you never know. You never know when you're going to lose that confidence, when you're going to, you know, you'll be on a mountain one day and then the next you're on the bottom of it. You just never know. So the point is, I want to give you these tips, and for anyone out there, and I mean, honestly, I don't really know why you'd be listening to a podcast about the fear of self-doubt if you didn't have some sort of curiosity. So that being said, I'm just going to get into a couple of tips here that I have for you guys, and I really, really hope this is helpful. So the first tip I have here is quickly becoming aware of it and put a stop to it. Now, easier said than done. I think self-awareness is a very powerful tool that anybody can learn, and it's something I think a lot of people do not do often. I think self-awareness is not as common as you think, but the secret to self-awareness is how powerful it can be. You can literally morph and change your life simply by the wellness, well-being, reflection, you know, looking inward and just being aware of what's going on in your life right now and trying to put a stop to it. So really, one of the biggest things you could do with this step here is becoming self-aware that you have self-doubt and looking more into why and how you can stop it. And that was more or less what I meant by that tip. But I would like to move on to the next one. So the second tip for helping with self-doubt would be having positive conversations with yourself. Now, needless to say that talking to yourself only by yourself and not having anyone there around you can seem a little strange and awkward, but the truth is, guys, it's incredibly healthy to actually talk to yourself. Now, it's not a good thing when you start replying back to yourself. That's a problem. I'd probably be a little concerned, but many, many, many people, if not most, if not all, talk to ourselves every now and again. So I really think positive self-talk, positive conversations with yourself is definitely one way to overcome self-doubt, because you really can only be your own hero in this situation. No one else is going to help you get out of this. You know, it's like going to the gym. It's like looking after yourself. It's just another thing you've got to do. You got to put the time in, the maintenance for that mental clarity to be positive and to positively reassure yourself that everything is going to be okay. Now, the next tip I have for you guys here is surrounding yourself with positive energy. I don't know about you guys, but I follow a lot of podcasts, people on Instagram, social media that are all about happiness, wellness, health, all these kind of things that are all about creating a better, more enhanced life. I'm sure you've heard of Tony Robbins. There's podcasts out there like Impact Theory by Tom Bilyeu. You know, Gary Vee is this really big guy with business and just taking control of your life. And there's just so many other names out there that I could name, and I follow so many people. But I personally have found listening to podcasts such as these, you know, such as from people like this who have incredible experience in the mindfulness, the well-being kind of world, I really think that you absorb that. You absorb a lot of the information you take in, even if you just put a podcast to the side. You know, just put it to the side, just do your own thing. I really think you just absorb all of this positive energy and this information. And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm on Instagram or social media and I'm feeling drained, I think it's really nice to follow certain people so that when you click their story or you see their posts, it's positive. It's all about reassurance and how to better your life. So I really think that's another really great tip that I would recommend for you guys out there. So there you go. I'll move on to the fourth tip now. So the fourth tip I have here is recognizing that it's all in your head and that you can be anyone you want to be. Now, this kind of goes back to the first tip with being self-aware, but recognizing that we have the power to control our lives and be whoever we want to be is immensely powerful. It's a very powerful tool to have, which is why I express again that self-awareness is very, very important. And the crazy part is not many people are self-aware or aware that they're not self-aware. And, you know, I'll definitely get into more detail about self-awareness in another podcast. But I really think just having that ability to take a step back and recognize it really is all in your head and that you really can be whoever you want to be. It's just like when you move to another town. I don't know if any of you have ever moved to another place or had to go to another school. You know, the reality is nobody knows who you are. When you meet new people every single day and you have the ability to be whoever you want to be. And I think deep down, you know that too. So I'll leave that off there because I have two more tips. And hopefully, once I'm done, you will take away a little bit of knowledge and some good advice that will help for anyone out there looking for it. So another one here is use external negative influence as a drive to overcome it. Now, what do I mean by external negative influences? Well, essentially, you know, I think often we are in a bubble. I think we don't actually look outside and look at the world and see the craziness of the many things going on from beautiful, positive, miracle-like influences to very, very tragic, negative things going on in the world. You know, famine, poverty, countries at war. I mean, you know, it's not something we like to look at, but the reality is we do live in this world. And I think a very, very powerful tip here today is to step outside of that bubble. With self-doubt, with not having the confidence in yourself, sometimes it really helps to look at the bigger picture. You know, we are but a speck of dust on a small, tiny rock floating around a big ball of fire, floating endlessly in a space of endlessness. There is so much to this universe, and I think a lot of us get really caught up in our own heads sometimes. And not to say that our problems don't matter, because they do. Of course they matter. But I really think just taking a moment to realize that, you know, our problems are very small in the grand scheme of things. Not that they don't matter, but simply just recognizing the magnitude of life. The fact that, you know, so what if you missed one thing or you didn't get a chance to hang out with a friend or you screwed up asking someone out on a date? It happens. In the grand scheme of things, life moves on and there's just so much more out there. So it's good to not really get caught up in, say, a couple of things with self-doubt. And I find that one of those things that really helps me anyways is recognizing that there is just so much to this world and recognizing that there is a lot of bad. There's a lot of negative out there. And using that as motivation to fuel your passion, to fuel your drive, I should say, to help you overcome the self-doubt that you have harbored within yourself. But anyways, I felt like I went a little bit on a tangent there. And, you know, at the end of it all, just to sum that up, just use negative influences to help motivate yourself to be better, to do better, I should say, to do better, to be a better you. And that's really all I was trying to get at the point there. Sorry, by the way, sometimes I get in a little tangent, sometimes I talk a little bit, and, you know, I got a lot in my mind. There's a lot going on. So I'm very curious to see what comes out of my mouth throughout the lifetime of this podcast. But anyways, the final tip that I want to leave with you guys today here on this podcast on how to overcome self-doubt is to simply talk to someone. I think something a lot of us have trouble with is being vulnerable. Being vulnerable to somebody is sometimes it can be very, very overwhelming, especially if you don't feel too comfortable with said person. But I really think sometimes it's very powerful to show that you have, you know, these struggles. And I really don't think there's anything wrong in any way, shape, or form to express those feelings. Guys are really bad at expressing emotions. Ladies, I'm sure you're nodding your head right now. A lot of guys do not know how to express themselves very well because it feels like a sign of weakness. Toxic masculinity is a very real thing. And, you know, it just makes us guys feel weak, makes us feel like we don't live up to the name of being a man and all these kind of things. And I'm not saying that's right at all. And, you know, toxic masculinity is a serious problem. But I guess being brought up this way on how to be a man and, you know, to keep your emotions to yourself really kind of solidified in most men of today. And hopefully the generations to come will not be that way. And hopefully both, you know, on every spectrum of gender and all that kind of stuff, that everybody will be open, willing, and less afraid to express themselves. And I really think just simply talking to somebody about this, even if you've got no one in your life, I really think even getting a therapist if you can, just someone to express how you feel can seriously help you overcome not only the issues you're going through, but the self-doubt you're feeling as well. Because there's nothing more incredible than connecting with someone and relating to them as well. So in conclusion, we all experience self-doubt, and as pesky of a voice it can be in our heads, we are all able to overcome it. With some practice on healthier strategies and a little bit of that good old self-loving, eventually will lead to kicking that self-doubt to the curb. And with that being said, I would like to leave you off with a quote from Vincent William van Gogh, who said, "If you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint. And that voice will be silenced." Thank you so much for listening to the Let's Get Personal podcast. Be sure to stay tuned for the next episode, guys. I hope to see you there. And if you did enjoy this, be sure to rate it, show this podcast some love, and I'll see you in the next one. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have a great day. See ya.